Amos 4.
Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on Mount Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their husbands,
"Bring something to drink."
The Lord God has sworn by his holiness, "The time is surely coming upon you when they shall take you away with hooks, even the last of you with fish hooks. Through breaches in the wall you shall leave, each one straight ahead, and you shall be flung out into Harmon," says the Lord. "Come to Bethel and transgress, to Gilgal and multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Bring a thank offering of leavened bread and proclaim freewill offerings. Publish them, for so you love to do, O people of Israel," says the Lord God. "I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places, yet you did not return to me," says the Lord. "And I also withheld the rain from you, when there were still 3 months to the harvest. I would send rain on one city and send no rain on another city. One field would be rained upon, and the field on which it did not rain withered. So two or three towns wandered to one town to drink water, and were not satisfied. Yet you did not return to me," says the Lord. "I struck you with blight and mildew. I laid waste your gardens and your vineyards. The locusts devoured your fig trees and your olive trees. Yet you did not return to me," says the Lord. "I sent among you a pestilence after the manner of Egypt. I killed your young men with the sword. I carried away your horses, and I made the stench of your camp go up into your nostrils. Yet you did not return to me," says the Lord. "I overthrew some of you as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a brand snatched from the fire. Yet you did not return to me," says the Lord. "Therefore thus I will do to you, O Israel. Because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For lo, the one who forms the mountains, creates the wind, reveals his thoughts to mortals, makes the morning darkness and treads on the heights of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name."